The Vienna Declaration is basically a scientific statement from the scientific community about the harms of illegal drugs in our society and drawing important attention to the fact that many of the policies which are in place around the world, this notion of sort of a war on drugs and this overemphasis on law enforcement does more harm than good.
So does the declaration say that the current methods to fight the war on drugs have failed?
Essentially what the declaration says is exactly that. The war on drugs has failed to achieve its stated objectives in terms of reducing drug supply or use. And on the contrary, if you look at all the international surveillance systems, the prices of drugs continue to go down and the purity of drugs continues to go up. And that's despite ever-increasing numbers of individuals that were locking up, just hemorrhaging taxpayers' dollars into a whole criminal justice approach to dealing with this problem, which really has been totally overwhelmed, despite the best efforts of law enforcement, really by this notion of supply and demand. You know, even conservative economists like Milton Friedman, who won the Nobel Prize, have long known that this sort of war on drugs approach would not be successful.
What are the main reasons for the failure, in your view?
Well, again, economists will tell you that no market has ever been controlled by the supply side. And any time that law enforcement has any success at taking out a drug dealer, whether that be a high-level cartel member or a street-corner dealer, that has the perverse effect of making it that much more profitable for someone else to get into the market. And so even though I wouldn't want to be critical of law enforcement officers who risk their lives every day to try and keep communities safe, the reality of the situation is that trying to control the drug problem through law enforcement does not work, and of course it has a number of unintended consequences.
The Vienna Declaration begins by saying the criminalization of illicit drug users is fueling the HIV epidemic and has resulted in overwhelmingly negative health and social consequences, and it calls for a full policy reorientation. Would you explain that further?
We know that illegal drugs are more available to young people today than even alcohol or tobacco. So the starting point for the whole discussion in terms of an evidence-based, sort of science-based discussion about the drug problem and drug policies needs to be really that things could not get any worse in terms of trying to limit drug supply to young people. Then there's all the consequences of this. We know that around the world, the HIV rates among drug users are highest in countries that place the greatest emphasis on law enforcement. And there's a number of reasons for that. First of all, those countries tend not to employ public health approaches to try and prevent the spread of HIV. So those effective interventions that we know work aren't employed. And there's also the problem with the fact that when you're chasing drug users around, they tend to go up in abandoned buildings or under viaducts or other hidden environments where, first of all, it's very difficult to offer them HIV prevention tools, but also in those high-risk, hidden environments is where people tend to engage in risk, and we know that that's where HIV is spreading most rapidly. I haven't even touched upon some of the other unintended consequences, like the violence that we're seeing in our communities.
How would a scientific approach change that?
The most important thing in this era of evidence-based policymaking is that we look at both the expected and unexpected impacts of policies, and things that work we continue to build upon and increase, and things that don't work we stop channeling taxpayers' dollars into. But when it comes to illegal drug use, we're in a situation where policymakers continue with a war on drugs approach, even though we certainly know that it doesn't work. So in terms of science-based approaches, methadone maintenance therapy is the most effective medication that we have to treat heroin addiction. In many areas of the world where HIV is spreading most rapidly among heroin users, the drug is severely limited, or in some places like Russia, it's illegal. So these types of ideologic approaches for dealing with the drug problem and treating it as a criminal justice issue at the expense of scientifically proven and effective interventions is just crazy.
How difficult do you think it would be, though, for world leaders and officials to actually change their drug policies?
Portugal is a good example where a little over 5 years ago, Portugal looked to Canada, they looked to the U.S., they saw that, you know, we were spending all this money locking people up. And Portugal looked at that and said, you know, we can't do that. We have to provide education and pay for roads and other things. And Portugal made the quite radical decision at that time to decriminalize all drugs. And people like myself, I'm a physician, I'm a public health researcher, we all kind of held our breath and thought, wow, this is a policy reorientation if there ever was one. And what's quite remarkable is that not only has Portugal reduced its drug problem in terms of health issues like the spread of HIV and the number of overdose fatalities among drug users, but it actually has the lowest rate of marijuana use in the European Union now. We all need to be concerned about the spread of these horrible illnesses when we have effective prevention tools and we can treat people that have HIV. We should be looking to do that instead of hemorrhaging all our tax base into locking people up and chasing them around when that really achieves nothing more than creating more problems.